Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not surprising, these weight loss medications, these GLP-1 agonists that slow down gastric emptying, make you feel more full. Not a surprise, we have a study that has come out saying that those who take the medications could have a higher risk of aspiration pneumonia. Now, aspiration pneumonia is where you get food in your lungs, where food from your GI tract comes up and gets into the lungs. The lungs are not prepared for food, for mush, for the acid, and then you end up getting inflammation, end up getting an infection. And aspiration pneumonia can be deadly, especially postoperatively, if you're having surgery and you get intubated. And so let me just tell you a little bit about what doctors found and then how to minimize the risk. So these were researchers that looked at 1 million Americans who had endoscopy, which is a endoscopy is a procedure where they use a tube to go through the esophagus down to the stomach to look at part of the esophagus, stomach, as well as the upper part of the intestine, to look for ulcers, to sample for H. pylori, to look for early cancer. So your upper endoscopy, not the colonoscopy, the upper endoscopy looks at the upper GI system. And they looked at 1 million individuals who underwent the procedure, and you're sedated when the tube goes in as well as a camera. And they were 33% more likely to suffer this aspiration pneumonia. So food, saliva, acid contents can come back up and get into your lungs. Now, when we're talking about a medication that slows the transit time of food, it's no surprise. But what I think doctors and patients then need to realize is if they are at higher risk, they might need to look at what they're eating in the 48 hours prior to getting the procedure done. Usually we tell you to don't eat past 12, don't eat past midnight, but you might have to alter your diet over the last day or two to minimize the amount of you having food that isn't going to be digested properly. So I think this is fixable. I think this is addressable, but it's obviously a very concerning side effect that people don't want. You're not on weight loss drugs to possibly get sick and die. It's a rare occurrence, but you do have a 33% increased risk if you're having an EGD upper endoscopy. But what makes that fascinating is many individuals taking Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, these are medications in that GLP-1 agonist category, they will report increased heartburn. They will report increased GI side effects. They will report abdominal pain. And so if we start to see more and more individuals on these medications, and then they report, look, I love the drug, I love losing weight, but I have these GI side effects, it's going to be probably recommended that they get an upper endoscopy to take a look and see what's going on in the esophagus, stomach, upper intestine. So that's not really a surprise. So my concern is we're going to see more people get the procedure. And so I think we need to make people aware of it. Let me see if I have any other information on this. The study author was Dr. Ali Razay, medical director of the GI Motility Program at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, where I was born. Woohoo! And so if significant take it, he says it could lead to respiratory failure, ICU admission, and even death. So mild cases of aspiration pneumonia require close monitoring, respiratory support, and then oftentimes antibiotics so you don't get an infection. So usually when you quit, the reason why they tell you to not eat past midnight is they don't want you to aspirate. They have been changing the guidelines on food and liquid intake with surgery because many people's transit time in the stomach is only a few hours. But because of something like this, you have that rare issue where somebody is not digesting their food. And, you know, many of you have known you've burped or vomited and you've had chunks of food and it was way past the 2 hour mark. So like I said, this is going to be easy to address. And just if you are going to have surgery or, and again, this isn't to me just upper endoscopy. If you're going to have surgery and you're going to have a scope in, if they just looked at those who had an EGD procedure, then we should probably assume that this could be a risk for anybody that's going to be having surgery. So I think, like I said, maybe look, talk to your medical provider about food you could digest a little easier so that it ends up getting out of the stomach, getting out of the intestine, and you being able to have more of an empty stomach prior to procedures. But I got to tell you guys, you know, we talked about Ozempic babies where individuals that were reporting that they were, they thought they were infertile. They thought their birth control was covering it. And then all of a sudden they get pregnant on Ozempic. These medications, even though they do wonders in terms of weight loss, understand that there are risk factors. Also understand that the weight loss might not be permanent. Also understand that you might not always be able to get the medication. I am getting calls from patient after patient saying, what else can I do? I can't get the medication. The insurance will not pay for Ozempic. The insurance will not pay for the Wegovy, the Mounjaro, the Zepbound. They said they would last year. My new insurance won't. And so I am seeing people have some very successful, rapid weight loss, scared to death to go off the medications. I've even had patients ask me where they could buy it for cash. Okay, that, some sources are selling it for $1,500, $1,600 a month. Please be careful. Don't be going to Mexico or other countries trying to buy, you know, Ozempic or buy the medication. It's not FDA regulated. You have to ensure that whatever you're injecting into you is safe and at least regulated and supervised. So for those of you still thinking about, well, maybe should I go on it? Should I not? If your insurance covers it and you have comorbidities like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and you are at higher risk of issues because of your weight, you know, talk to your medical provider. It's a fantastic adjunct, but understand that there might be times where you have to go off of it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, again, not a surprise, but ADHD medications like Ritalin, like Adderall, has been again linked to cardiac issues and cardiac complications. Now, this is not a surprise. Anybody getting a stimulant for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder should already be screened for heart disease and then be monitored, looking at the size of the heart, looking at the valves, looking at the ejection fraction, looking at the arteries, looking at your blood pressure. So your medical provider should already be doing it. Now, I understand there are many individuals getting medications over the phone now, or they're getting medications out of the country, buying it on the streets. You need to be careful. And so this latest study is looking at cardiomyopathies and cardiomegaly. And this is what they found. These were researchers from the University of Colorado. And they looked at those aged 20 to 40 who were on a medication for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder were 17% more likely to have cardiomyopathy at 1 year, 52% more likely to have cardiomyopathy at 8 years. This is compared to those who they weren't taking the medication. Now, it's not saying if you take the medication, you are going to develop a heart issue. But they are saying they're seeing an association with people with heart issues, enlarged hearts, weakened hearts. Cardiomyopathy means something wrong with the muscle of the heart. So it's kind of a general term. You could have a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. You could have a dilated cardiomyopathy. There could be an ischemic cardiomyopathy. So there's different types of myopathies. Pathy or is disease. Myo is muscle. Cardiac is heart. So yeah, cardiomyopathy. And, you know, we've been seeing, a lot of articles and a lot of, media attention on the heart, young men, people dropping on the field when they're exercising. And the first thing everybody says online is, well, did they get a COVID vaccine? Because we have seen, especially with some brands versus others, such as Moderna, that risk of myocarditis, pericarditis is higher in young males as opposed to females, as opposed to other age groups and demographics. And not all of our uptick in cardiovascular issues is per se vaccine related. Okay. Mind you, people can get with COVID cardiomyopathies and myocarditis and pericarditis. But I understand that people are very, very concerned, especially since the data proved that the vaccine had that side effect, which is, again, why I said if you want it, we have it. If you don't want it, shouldn't be mandated. Should be a choice, and it should be between you and your doctor, not a public official. But with our stimulant medications for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, this is interesting because we have a explosion of people since the COVID pandemic asking for medications. Now, there was a study in JAMA Psychiatry. This came out in December, I believe. This came out just a few months ago. That looked at 278,000 individuals in Sweden between 6 and 64 years old who had ADHD. And they looked at cardiovascular issues in this population. And so they looked for associations between arrhythmias, arterial disease, cardiovascular disease, heart failure, hypertension, and they found an increased risk of cardiovascular disease associated with long-term medication use. The risk escalated the longer you used it, and they saw a higher risk of high blood pressure, arterial disease, and a higher rate of other cardiovascular events. So what does that mean? You're on the medication. What do you do? You know, these studies I get really drive people crazy because your doctor is stupid. Your medical provider is not stupid. They're not putting you on the medication and then ignoring the fact that you could have risks. My worry is you might not be having the access to your medical provider and the time with them for this to be thoroughly evaluated. And it sounds like the average person is not seeing the doctor that started them on the medication 1 month later, 1 year later, 10 years later. And so in family medicine, we learned very early on that if a child or an adolescent or an adult was going to be put on a stimulant to help them with their attention deficit hyperactivity disorder symptoms, now I early on would ask, now, how long are you planning on taking it? Well, I need to get through grade school. Okay, well, what about middle school? I just need it for high school. Once I get out of high school, I'm good. Are you going to go to college? Well, yeah. Are you going to have a job? Yeah. Do you think you're going to need it then? I might. People were using it to get through law school, get through dental school, get through medical school. All right. Well, you then have boards. You also have to, I never took the medication. I'm hyper. I don't really have attention deficit, but I am hyper. never wanted to touch those medications because I knew I was going to be hyper for life. Now, I'm not saying don't go on those medications, but understand that if you're going to be taking something to get through a job that you hate or get through classwork or help you concentrate more, there can be risks to it. Anytime you take a stimulant, it could increase your heart rate. It could increase the pressure on the heart. We call them preloads, afterloads. And, you know, with this very recent study, looking at a weakened heart muscle, your heart doesn't really want to have to work any harder than it needs to. And stimulants help people concentrate more. Whether it's cocaine, whether it's meth, whether it's attention deficit, whether it's diet pills. The problem I've seen is people on chronic stimulants do start to have changes in their heart. I also see them have issues with their moods. They might have more lability. Now, I'm not saying they become bipolar, but I notice some of them start to become more edgy and do have some more predominant mood swings. Not everybody. But a medical provider needs to warn you of these risks. Now, the average 8-year-old might not comprehend that. The average high schooler, again, might be like, look, I'm only taking it for a year or two. But we are seeing a huge spike in adults saying, I'm at my job and I just don't listen and I can't listen. I need the medication. I took my buddy's Ritalin. I took my buddy's Adderall and I could pay attention. Well, that's nice, but of course it helps anybody. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean you have true ADHD. And true ADHD might be secondary to another issue you have. You might have a thyroid disorder. You might have an autoimmune disease. You might have autism, Asperger's. And so it's really important to, you could have depression, you could have anxiety, you could have hypoglycemia. When my sugar drops, you think I paid attention? No. So you might need to, if you are considering going on the medication, make sure you have a provider that's doing the full workup and understanding, you know, why you have it. And always ask, what is your end date? When do you go off of your ADHD medication? I don't think the average person or the average study looks at you being on the medication for 25, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, you're going to have jobs. You're going to have, you know, tests. You're going to have boards. And you can't always be relying on a medication, you know, that could possibly, you have to always think about, what if I can't stay on it? What if my blood pressure is rising and the doctor says, I cannot give it to you? What if they see your ejection fraction has changed in terms of how much your heart can pump? The doctor's not even going to go near those medications with you. So just like we spoke about with the Ozempic and the weight loss drugs, always have plan B. If you can't get the medication, if they're in short supply, weight loss drugs, ADHD medications are in short supply. What is plan B? Now, there's other ways you could treat your ADHD, especially with therapy. And I'm not saying don't be on the medication. I'm not saying don't go on the medication. What I'm saying is if you are going to be on the medication, you know, don't plan on being on it for life. And make sure you have a medical provider that is very thorough and is monitoring your heart. You should be getting regular cardiac checkups if you're on these medications for in terms of ADHD. Again, the study only shows an association. Now, what else could be causing the changes in the heart besides the medication? Okay, well, you know, is it that you're not sleeping well? You take the stimulant too late in the day. Now you're awake. Now you can't sleep. And now you're starting to have insomnia. We spoke about how insomnia could affect the heart. Is it that you do have underlying issues such as diabetes, hypoglycemia, thyroid disorder, that isn't being addressed that can also affect the heart? So that's why thorough workup, talk to your medical provider, talk about these studies that have been linking heart disease to the long-term use of these medications. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden promising the federal government will help foot the bill for a rebuild of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This as search and recovery efforts are set for Wednesday.
Our prayers are with everyone involved in this terrible accident.
President Biden speaking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the wee hours are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed right into it. And the head of the NTSB, Pete Buttigieg.
It's too soon to offer estimates on what it will take to clear the channel and reopen the port.
USA's Laura Winters. Visa and MasterCard are on the brink of a groundbreaking deal aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions of dollars back into consumers' pockets. Under the terms of the settlement, credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next half decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So growing up, not only was it devastating having our older family members succumb to some pretty serious health issues, but was also devastating was how financially destitute they became, as well as our family trying to help take care of them. And it is something that just weighs on families. Millions of Americans are struggling with how to meet the healthcare needs of an older, aging family member. This month, Fair Health, with generous support from the John A. Hartford Foundation, launches FairHealthOlderAdults.org. It's a free website that offers tools, educational content, and resources to help older adults as well as their family caregivers plan for care relevant to them. Oftentimes, there's a lot of resources that are available, and so I am so grateful that Fair Health Executive Director of Grants and Consumer Education, Nicole Iney, is here to discuss what this is and what options we have. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. So talk to us about Fair Health.
Yeah. So Fair Health is a national independent nonprofit that's dedicated to healthcare transparency and maintains the country's largest private healthcare claims database. So we use our data to provide fair and objective information to everyone, really, including healthcare consumers. We've launched a free online resource called FairHealthOlderAdults.org that's designed to help older patients and family caregivers navigate the healthcare system and really make informed healthcare decisions. And really, thanks to the John A. Hartford Foundation for their generous support of this initiative.
Absolutely. And so our healthcare system is a little tough to navigate. I get confused. I've always been confused by it, and I'm in it. Talk to us about some of the obstacles that you're seeing older adults and family caregivers incur.
Yeah, so based on what we've heard from older patients and caregivers, the main challenges really tend to be, you know, lack of transparency in healthcare costs and healthcare in general, difficulty finding cost information and other information related to coverage and care that's related to their situation, as well as that inability to really understand and use the healthcare information that they're getting to make those informed decisions. So FairHealthOlderAdults.org can really help address some of those challenges.
And what's interesting is I talk to families about, you know, what are you doing? You know, what have you done? And many of them, they don't know. And so they wait. They go, well, we haven't figured it out yet. So we're still working on it. Well, time is of the essence because poor care could cause a poor prognosis or a deterioration of a medical condition. And so we're really, really grateful for what you guys are offering. Talk to us about some of the strategies that, that our listeners can then utilize with what you guys are offering.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it really boils down to empowering yourself, asking questions, and staying informed. And you could do that by visiting FairHealthOlderAdults.org because the website offers free tools and resources like our healthcare cost estimator tools, our shared decision-making tools. Those are the ones that, you know, combine clinical and cost information. So you could, you know, share that with your doctor and really have a conversation about, you know, what might be best for you. We offer printable checklists that you could print out any number of times, take them with you to the healthcare appointments, take notes on them. You can access resources, learn about organizations that could help you further navigate the healthcare system. And you could also access educational content. So our insurance basics articles cover a range of different topics like, you know, dental coverage and retirement, Medicare, how to understand your healthcare costs, and so much more.
And I also like you review telehealth, you know, talking about when it's appropriate to use and you know, how to utilize it. So that's good as well. You have a fantastic website. Now, this came from data and a data set and a huge one. Nicole, and we're speaking to Fair Health Executive Director of Grants and Consumer Education, Nicole Iney. Talk to us about where this data came from.
Yeah, so our healthcare cost data that's on FairHealthOlderAdults.org comes from our massive database of healthcare claims. And Fair Health gets those healthcare claims from over 70 national payers and third-party administrators nationwide. So it's a very, very vast data set that we're bringing to bear here.
Absolutely. Very comprehensive, too. Because, again, some people with good insurance, they may be luckier than others that don't have as much coverage. So that's very helpful. And then, so the cost information, it's you update the data pretty, this isn't, you know, 2022 data, right? How updated is the data?
Well, it's fairly current. We keep it current on the site. We update the site with the cost data 2 times a year. So
fantastic.
We really try to keep up with things, yeah.
Good. And, you know, it's family members, caregivers, you know, those suffering from these illnesses and issues and chronic disease, they don't have a lot of time to do a lot of their investigative work. So we really appreciate, you know, that you're helping shoulder this. What kind of feedback have you been getting?
Oh, we've gotten really positive feedback. So in a survey of older patients and caregivers, we found that 67% said that the site increased their knowledge and understanding of shared decision making. And another 65% said that the site helped them to better understand how to manage their healthcare costs. So we're so thrilled that the site is helping them, you know, make informed decisions.
Well, that's fantastic. And thank you so much. So where can my listeners and, you know, patients, caregivers, where can they find more information?
Well, they could go to fairhealtholderadults.org and start using the tools and resources right away.
Wow. Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Well, bookmark the site, fairhealtholderadults.org. We continue to add new features, tools, and content. We'll be coming out with an Alzheimer's disease shared decision-making tool in the coming months. So just, you know, stay aware of what we're offering, and we'll continue to offer more and more.
Love it. Nicole, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back, and we appreciate everything that you and the John A. Hartford Foundation are doing. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my questions I received a few months ago online was, why is the healthcare system this convoluted? Why is there so much confusion? It doesn't have to be. I think healthcare was simpler. When things first started out where you have a medical provider, you have a hospital, you negotiate a rate, you get family help, you get some government help. It was fairly simple. Now, your medical provider would drive to your house. They would provide the medication, give you the tincture. Then we got more medications and things grew and we were able to expand and have more options. So it was easier on the medical provider for there to be a drugstore or an apothecary or a pharmacist to manage at least the medications. They also became very well read and astute and educated on the medications. And then you started to get more politics involved. You got companies coming in going, well, look, you know, we have some individuals that can't pay the hospital fees. You have individuals that are coming back from the war and the Great War and World War II, and they don't have coverage. And so we expanded what we did for military, what we did in terms of the private sector. And then it just grew and ballooned from there. And it's kind of a mess. And it should be something very simple. You know, you have Alzheimer's, there's medications to treat. This is what it's going to cost. This is what your insurance covers. But it's just not like that. And then also we have all these new platforms to do to take care of medicine or to take care of patients. Not only do you have, you know, you could use your insurance, but you have direct primary care. You have concierge. You have telemedicine. You know, it does get confusing. And my worry is sometimes the confusion is exaggerated to make people not want to spend on their health care and not want to use government assistance. And so, you're your best advocate. Your health comes first. You got to do what needs to be done to protect your health. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back. Mailbag on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one major issue I have with our current healthcare system is a lot of it is employment-based. So if you lose your job, you lose your health insurance. I think our health insurance needs to be independent of that. That doesn't mean I want socialized medicine. I don't want a government run. The government doesn't know how to do anything right. But when it comes to our health insurance, it is so stringently tied to employment that when you lose your job, and most people do, it's rare to see somebody at one job for 25 years anymore. Companies close, laws change, you lose your health insurance. And so this is going to be disastrous for many of the fast food workers that work in California restaurants due to their new minimum wage hike. I think April 1st is when any franchise that has more than 60 stores nationwide will have to pay their employees at least $20 an hour. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill in 2022, empowering the state-appointed council to set wages, working conditions, training standards for fast food restaurants. And the Wall Street Journal has reported that already we're seeing pizza places and other places slash jobs. They say, according to Daily Caller, businesses, particularly pizza joints that employ delivery drivers who can be replaced by outside services, are now cutting employees. Now, the hourly minimum wage was at 16, now hiking to 20. I think the national minimum wage, which I think is ridiculously low, is, what, $7.25 an hour? But this move was made without understanding what happens when you raise these limits that abruptly. They say franchise owners Pizza Hut and Round Table Pizza have already reported to the state that they will be laying off 1,280 delivery drivers this year. And that's just delivery drivers. A spokesperson for Fat Brands, owner of Round Table Pizza locations in California, said this is the reality of today's restaurants. Operators are doing their best to retain staff and keep doors open. California had 726,000 fast food workers as of January. That is down 1.3% from 4 months prior. Total private employment fell 0.2% in that time. So according to the Wall Street Journal, some California restaurants are turning to automation to adjust to the increase in the cost of labor. El Pollo Loco told investors they are going to automate some of the processes for its salsa making. Now, the wage hike, obviously controversial. There was a caveat or an exemption if you bake bread and you have bread as a standalone menu item, such as Panera. Now, Panera got themselves into some heat. Greg Flynn owns 24 Panera chains in the state, and he had given over $160,000 to campaigns for Governor Newsom. Now, I believe he came out saying, no, Panera will up the minimum wage. We're going to, you know, do our part with all of this and not use the bread exemption. But, you know, this is not very easy to digest for a lot of business owners. So just because you have a franchise doesn't mean you're rich. Many individuals have one franchise is their family business. They own a Subway. They own a Supercuts. They own a Great Clips. So the brand might be all over the place, but you only own one store. And you start to raise the minimum wage. You also have to raise the taxes. Then you're paying more on taxes. You're paying more on the health insurance. You're paying more on the workers' comp. You're paying more for everything. And the only answer employers have is to lay people off. And what kills me is the law was intended to help people. It was intended to help people, you know, take care of their families and be able to pay for rent, etc. Well, fast food used to never be the job that families would go to. You know, families would you know, there were some people who would work at fast food, but when I worked at fast food, it was all young individuals that were either working other jobs or in school, or, you know, and I was really grateful. I mean, I used that job to support myself. I couldn't do much on $4 an hour, but I did the best I could. But now we have parents, grandparents trying to support their family of four on these on a fast food salary. So now there's pressure to increase fast food salaries, yet the whole reason why fast food has been successful is they're cheaper. So, yeah, now fast food is not too cheap. We're seeing $20 lunch meals. $20 lunch. People don't have $20 for lunch. The reason why they're going to fast food is they don't want to spend $15, $16 on a burger at a restaurant plus tax and tip. And by the way, now you have to also pay tips. When you buy fast food, everybody wants tips. One of the reasons people go to fast food is they don't have to tip like you do in a restaurant. So it's starting to lose its appeal. And now menu items are becoming more expensive. Now, I am pretty sure some big chain is going to decide, you know what? We will sell muffins. We will sell bread items as a standalone item. Now, doesn't McDonald's sell cookies? I don't know if that counts. I mean, most of these places do sell some sort of bread item. I know it really seems random, unless they were trying to help out donut shops. I'm not sure. But hearing that many people are going to be losing their jobs, therefore also going to be losing their health insurance, not cool. And so I don't know what the answer is. In fact, there's been California representatives, one asking for a $50 an hour minimum wage hike. She says everybody should make six figures. I think that would be wonderful if everybody makes six figures, but is it practical? We can't have $40 burgers. The more you ask companies to pay more, they're going to stick it to the employees or they're going to stick it to the customer. They're not going to say, you know what, I will mortgage my house and use that money to increase everybody's wages. You know, when Obamacare set in 2009 and completely wrecked people's deductibles, now people had $10,000, $15,000 deductibles, and insurance companies said, sorry, doctor, we're not paying you. The patient owes, and patients couldn't pay. We tried to refinance our house. I didn't take salary for months. Emptied out the bank account. It was miserable. The Great Recession, which lasted well into 2015, absolutely miserable. Well, I can't automate things in medicine. I can't ask customers to pay more. But the patients, if they can't pay, they can't pay. So what did I do? I closed the business. I just closed. And now most doctors who have their own practice are gone. And you have to go and see a corporation, somebody hired, who you might not always see every time you go in. They need to, if they're really having an issue with individuals working at fast food not being able to support themselves, we need to look at the bigger picture. Is it that rent has gotten completely ridiculous? Well, why is rent getting ridiculous? Well, because these landlords were screwed during the eviction moratorium. Why was there an eviction moratorium? Because public officials did that when they told people they couldn't go to work for COVID. Public officials really screwed up. And now we have high rent. We have ridiculous mortgage rates. We have ridiculous costs for fast food. And you know, businesses, well, we could do supply and demand. There's not a lot of demand for a $20 burger meal. There just isn't. So we screwed up. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.